afternoon, folks. This is Brian Fitzpatrick bringing you a new Wheeling the Pathway to Life for this week. Sorry we're a little bit delayed. It was my fault because I forgot to book the transportation for today. And
he just forgot about me, that's all.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we made it.
Yes.
Fine.
A couple minutes late.
Fine. A couple.
But,
Yes, dear.
Kids will take care of me, right?
That's right. I gotcha.
Hazel, how you been?
I'm doing okay. Trying to stay dry.
Yes.
I'm doing okay. As long as I'm inside, I'm good to go.
Don't float away on me.
Never.
Will you?
Never. Well, now I have to not float away because he said please.
Caitlin, I don't know, maybe.
What?
I can't live without Caitlin, but,
aw, that's sweet.
I don't know about Caitlin.
Just coming on strong here.
I'm just...
Right off the bat. All right. I see that you're going to be picking on me today.
Yes.
He only picks on you because he loves you.
I know. All right,
let's get some intros in here.
Yeah. Thank you, Hazel. You're keeping me on deck.
Always.
I'd like to... Do you want to do these, or do you want me to do these?
Well, do you want to do the IDs first?
Okay. We're coming to you live from WRS 104.3 LPFM Pittsfield. Joining us recently is WTVR FM Pittsfield, 89.7. You knew I was going to get it in there.
Mm-hmm. Always do.
I'd like to thank our sponsors for this weekend out, and always, California Realty for their support and the use of their building for our tower and transmitter. And Fairlock Federal Credit Union. I got a little stuck there. Fairlock Federal Credit Union for their support as well. And the Green Paper Foundation and the Stationery Factory on 65 Flansburg Avenue in Dalton. Did I miss any?
No, not this time.
Okay. Kevin.
Yes.
Let's go to the first topic.
Okay.
Which way are you gonna...
Ooh. Oh, I get to pick?
Which way are you gonna hand me this down?
I'm gonna go with the way that I have it written out so that we're not confusing everybody. I'm gonna go... You got some new technology at home this week. You got some fun new gadgets.
Yes.
Oh, what'd you get?
Right?
And I'm getting more.
Oh, what'd you get?
I'm demoing... The Google Home.
Ooh.
The Google Home Mini, right?
The Google Home Mini.
Is there a difference? Do you know?
In size, but not in...
Not in, like, function?
Not in function.
Huh. Okay. Interesting.
I know where you're going.
I'll get there.
Yeah.
But let's just move slowly. Let's take our time.
Breathe, Brian.
Yeah. I don't want to move too slowly because I know where you're going.
What else are you getting? So you've got the mini, and you're demoing it, until you get these new things, right?
I'm getting a... Like the process of getting... Replacing the mini...
Mm-hmm.
With a Google Video player.
Wow.
So I can, do videos on YouTube from the bed and potentially get into some security and use my security system and other devices along with it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's gonna be an interesting situation.
It's gonna be new. It's gonna be very exciting too. There's gonna be, you know, I feel like that's the thing over the past couple of months. You just keep adding more and more things that you get to do now that you previously didn't. Like now, you can stay in bed later if you want. And once you get this, if you want to stay in bed later, you can still watch stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Ryan,
that's pretty exciting.
Ryan, I got a question for you. For people in our listening audience that don't know, can you describe briefly what the Google Mini is?
Google Mini. Google is face programmers, your average looking up stuff, and the Google program is just like Alexa.
Right.
Only it's a different manufacturer and they can do more things.
Yeah.
But the Google Mini is nothing more than a speaker with a hub inside the speaker, so that you can attach other things to the program.
Nice.
So you can use other situations.
Now, I didn't know that it did more than Alexa.
Yes.
It does more than Alexa. Is that because you also have an Android that uses the Hey Google already, or is it because just like they?
No, the phone is why I can use Google.
Uh huh.
Because the phone has the app.
So they communicate.
Yeah, it has it built right in. I know I have an Android, and Google's built right in.
Yeah, because I don't have the Android, so I don't know. Yeah. And I don't use Siri on my iPhone either. That's not like one of those big things that I do.
Right.
I just didn't know that it did more.
Yes.
Cool.
And it attaches to more technology.
So you can attach more devices to it.
Yeah.
It's like more compatible with other devices. Because I know that was an issue we had with Alexa, was compatibility.
There is downfalls between the two, but...
There always is.
And believe it or not, this is going to be hard to explain because this is... Speaking in languages that people can understand, there is better diction with Google Home than there is with Alexa.
Huh. Interesting.
It picks up a lot more, a lot easier than Alexa does.
And is it the same with the phone, too?
Yeah.
It just has better diction?
Yeah.
That's great.
Doing tech this is a little bit tough because you may not use the same words all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a little slower, but once I get used to texting,
yeah,
I'll be able to fly through Texas like Nothing.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, really.
I didn't know that they had the better diction either. I didn't know there was a difference. Because, I don't know much about these two
because
things.
Because,
so.
Why? Because Mr. O'Neill, who happens to be in our IT department.
And has offered us a lot of support over the past several months figuring out our technological issues.
Yeah, Ryan's real good about
that. He really is.
He's very well versed in everything.
He's so great at explaining it to you in like a way that you can understand as well. It's really like it's just like in a way that you can approach it and understand it and then like go back in and remember what you're doing. It's great.
Yeah.
Well, the way he explained it is because he has a little bit of a speech impediment as well.
Okay.
So my the recommendation from him was to get the Google Home because the Google Home can understand him.
Nice.
So it'll be it was a case of if it can understand him, it can understand me.
Right.
Yeah.
So we are not eliminating Alexa in any way.
You're just adding something.
We're adding something and finding the differences in where I can use Alexa and where I can't.
Okay.
Because there's some technology that you cannot switch over. There is some technology that you can. So.
Okay.
Yeah, like, now with this Google Home, you're gonna have, it's gonna have compatibility to a single remote for you, right?
There is another device that has been made available out there in the technology world that is a complete remote for things like cable boxes.
It's like a universal remote.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
That can be run by voice.
Really?
Yes.
And there, yeah, I think you were saying there's, like, a different application that they communicate through, was it?
It's a different hub.
Yeah.
And you put the hub near the TV, and it's got the infrared sensor in it.
Okay.
So it's got to be pointed at the box. But as long as the device can see the infrared on the box, it can turn the channel.
Okay. And this is completely separate from Google.
Yeah.
Okay.
No. It's not completely separate from Google. It's completely separate, but it's compatible with Google, so it can be used through Google.
Okay. Okay.
Wow.
And that's one of those things that you're looking to get, right?
That's gone in the PO with the PO for those people that don't know his purchase order application. That's gone in the PO with the video Google. So
it's the second item on that PO that you were talking about.
Okay.
And that's going to bring you down to a single remote on the tray, right?
No? I'm going to have two left.
Well, yeah, your life, your link to life.
No, my phone, which is the white one.
Yep.
And the door.
And the door.
Yep.
Okay. But that brings you down to three total.
And the lifeline is around my...
Yes, the lifeline is around your wrist. Yes. I was mistaken.
Yes. Right.
Why were you hesitant on getting rid of some of these things?
Because the more technology, the more there are to break.
Okay. Well, that makes sense.
And also, I think you're having those issues not too long ago. If I'm not mistaken, you were having issues with people changing the channel and using your TV and the remotes and stuff, and you wanted to keep those on your tray, right?
Right.
Okay.
Because you wanted to have that control.
Well, yeah, it's his house.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's his home.
Hazel.
Yeah?
And one of the things that's easy to do on Google is totally make a single voice.
Okay.
So you're the only, you can make it a single voice so that you can be the only one
it listens
to?
Yes.
Yeah.
So is that why you changed your mind about the remote?
Yes.
Because you can still have the control over your space and your house. You don't have to sacrifice the control of your space now that you have Google.
Yes.
Makes a whole lot of sense.
That does make a whole lot of sense. See, you didn't tell me that part. That was why I was really curious as to why you had changed your mind so completely and abruptly.
Sounded like it was adamant about it.
Yeah, there was a long time there where you didn't want to get rid of any of the remotes.
And I'm not saying that it can be done with Alexa.
Uh-huh.
But it's
just easier to do with Google. Yeah. That's awesome. I didn't know that you could do that. But that makes a lot of sense now.
The only thing that Ryan and I decided not to do.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I decided Ryan was gonna suggesting in a very strong.
It's a strong suggestion.
Not our Ryan. Come on.
He was going to get rid of her. He was trying to get rid of my door openers.
Oh God, no.
Yeah, like you could do the doors through it as well.
Yeah.
But you wanted it.
Because of security reasons, I didn't want any problems with the voice.
That makes sense.
Oh, to accidentally open up the door or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, it does.
If somebody walks by or somebody using a radio transmitter, could potentially pop open the door. And
wow.
I didn't even think of that. I wouldn't want to get rid of that remote either, then.
God, no.
I wouldn't want it hooked up to, like, a voice command.
Oh, no.
No. No, no, no.
No, 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 no.
No, 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 no.
We're all a resounding no on that one.
I know, right?
Can we all say no at the same time?
No. Three.
No. No.
Okay. Hazel.
Yes. See, I can say yes.
Just for a quick update, you didn't know I was going to throw this in.
Every week with the surprises.
I know, right?
I just got the graphic back from Pittsburgh Community Television.
Uh-huh.
For my show.
Awesome.
With all three graphics in one.
Wow.
So, as long as my engineer
does what she's supposed to.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to have to worry about that. I think she's going to work out just fine.
So far, so good.
So far, so good.
I've been pretty reliable. I wouldn't worry too much.
No.
We had no.
What?
No.
Did you just say I haven't been reliable?
No, I said no, I ain't gonna have to worry about you too much.
Caitlin, we have no doubt.
Yeah.
We have no doubt she's going to be just fine.
And I know we are jumping all over the place.
Not really. We've stayed pretty on track this time.
But I will get back over stuff again. But I'm going to put in a little PSA for UCB. And they did it yesterday when I was watching the Chief of Police do his show. So I'm going to do it down here too. UCB is looking for new staff in both office and residential placement. If anybody's interested, go online and fill out an application, and we will be in touch and see what your availability is and what you like to do, because we really need to help.
Now, what positions are you referring to, Brian?
My case, it would be PCA and that kind of thing.
Okay.
So, like, what I do?
Yeah.
Not so much CI, but,
Yeah, like a PCA, adult companion.
Now, we're very low on staff right now because, of course, the pandemic and everybody going on vacation, as well as some other factors that have come up. But, and yes, Hazel.
Yes, Brian.
Working with her clients like me can be challenging.
Yeah, but we haven't let you down and you haven't let us down, so.
It's more than worth it.
Absolutely.
Mm. It's absolutely a fantastic job. I get to learn new things every day, and I get to see things from a perspective that I otherwise never would have.
Even though I only have an hour with him every week, in the past 5 years, I've learned a lot about him.
Yeah.
I've learned a lot about him.
We sat down on, when was it, Sunday?
Yes, I was with you Sunday this week.
Caitlin and I sat down on Sunday. We figured it out. We hit a milestone on this show.
Okay.
Since I came back, this is what, number 13?
Yes. This is our 13th show.
Wow, already?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Wow.
Because I counted out all my papers. See, this is why I keep the papers.
Yep.
I keep track.
Okay. And just so you know, a little PSA for me, actually.
Another one?
Just so you know, and we've got one more show before I sneak over to WTBR for one show.
Yeah, and that's because I'm not here.
And then I will be back to do a show with Tiffany.
Because I won't be here.
Yes.
It's like one after the other.
I know, right?
You come back and I leave.
Yes. So, that's going to be interesting. Flip-flopping shows.
Yeah, it'll be good.
But,
it'll be good.
But, and I've been constantly picking on Matt about getting stuff done before I get over there.
Yeah.
Because you still got to do my podcast situation, and I'm waiting on that right now, but...
We just spoke with him yesterday, and he explained that he was working on several of them.
Yes.
Yeah, Matt's pretty busy over there.
That's what I keep trying to tell him.
He's a busy man.
But you gotta remember...
What?
Kayla.
That you're persistent?
I have... No. I have, from the age of 3, has experience with PCT.
Mm-hmm.
So I have even more experience with PCT than I do with UCP.
All I was saying was that we spoke with him yesterday and he explained the situation. Mm. That's all I said.
No, I just, you know.
You like messing with people?
Yes.
Yeah, I know.
Because if I don't mess with them...
They're gonna mess with you.
I don't know. When you mess with me, it gives me more incentive to mess with you.
Exactly.
I feel like I gotta give it back.
No. It's best to do what I'm asking because I'm gonna continue to mess with you. Is what they're,
I don't know. It's pretty fun the other way around, though.
I know, right?
I think it's a little bit more fun the way that I'm currently doing it, so
yes.
Keep up with that. It's worked for me so far. Yeah. We haven't had any issues, and things always get done, so I'm going to stick with my system.
Yes.
She has spoken.
I have.
Remember.
Uh-oh.
I don't like that.
I know.
We were in public the other day when...
What?
Matt was scolding me the other day.
Who?
He scolded you?
Yes.
Who scolded you?
Matt. What did you do?
He was telling me to lay off and trust. As a producer, that's going to be hard for me to do.
Oh, was this when we were doing the training?
Yeah.
And he scolded you because he told you that you should trust in my ability to do what you need me to do? I don't really think that was scolding. I think that was just saying you can trust her.
No, but I'm just...
Scolding.
I'm just...
He's so dramatic sometimes.
I know.
I'm just the guy.
I know. And I told you that I was going to give it right back. Remember, I had my final say on it. I'm sticking with my system.
But, like I said, I got those channels. So,
okay.
I kind of want...
That's ominous.
So, anyway, folks, I found out, the chief released it on, I don't know the details, but I'm gonna tell you, this is the busiest year for public, permits going out for the city of Pittsfield in many years.
Wow.
We're not gonna have individual activities, but there's some big things coming up that, you will not wanna miss.
I'm excited. I'm still going to wear my mask to all these things, but I'm very excited that they're happening.
Okay, like, what things are you talking about?
Like I said, I don't know the details on all of them.
But you will fill me in when you get them, right?
But I heard that there is going to be a big concert in September at the Common.
It better not be the week that I'm not here.
I miss concerts.
I know.
I'm so excited to see them return.
Yep.
Again,
about it?
I'm going to wear my mask to all of them for a significant period of time.
Let's
but I'm
put
very
it this
excited.
Way. The Chiefs already put out the tractor trailers cannot go down First Street.
Ooh.
When that happens.
Ooh.
Dang. Now that's gotta be pretty big.
Yeah, about it.
That's gotta be pretty big.
And he's already notifying the ambulance crews from down south that they can't come up First Street to go to the hospital.
Wow, I couldn't wait to hear about this one.
Yeah,
like I said, it better not be the week that I'm not here. It better not be. That's all I gotta say. They better make sure that it's not the week of Labor Day.
Mm-hmm.
No. It can be the week after, but not the week of. Wow.
Kevin.
Yeah?
I will send you a text as soon as I know.
Okay.
And here's why we'll do the same thing.
Thank you.
Okay.
Just so long as you don't text me while I'm on vacation.
Yeah. Yikes, she won't answer.
No. Don't give me that look. It's my vacation.
Yeah, right?
I'm going to be 5 hours away.
He's got to think about that
one.
Yeah, he does. He's like,
I'm going to be far away.
Tiffany's been...
What?
7 and 8 hours away.
And he's texting her.
I'll turn my phone off. I don't have to hear from anybody while I'm on vacation. My partner will forgive me.
Got that, Brian?
Yes.
You've been warned.
You have been forewarned. Do not text her on vacation.
No. I don't like to look at my phone on vacation. I don't like to have to worry about its existence. I just like to put it in a corner and leave it alone.
Exactly.
It's the only time of the year I get to do it. Once a year.
Yep.
I get to put my phone away and not have to worry about it. And that's exactly what I do.
I don't blame you. Uh-oh, he's awful quiet
he's
over
plotting.
There. He's plotting. I know. He's plotting.
No.
No.
Tiffany's gonna have a lot of work to do that week.
Oh, God.
Poor Tiffany.
I know. Should I prepare her?
I feel like I should warn her.
Yeah, definitely.
Just so you know, Tiffany, Brian has plans for you on this week.
Let me tell you, I almost had to call her today to use the UCP van to come and do this show.
Wow.
I'm trying to explain that, Tiffany.
Yeah, that he forgot all about me.
And then get Jen's permission to use the van.
Hey, yep. Yeah, and they're going to say, why do you need a van? Because I forgot all about Hazel.
Oh,
it's okay, Brian. It's okay.
Hazel.
What?
How could I forget about you?
Well, you forgot about me today.
If you knew the week I had.
Well,
you did have a very eventful week.
All right. I suppose I'll let it slide this time.
Let me tell you
but
something.
But just this once.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something.
What?
And I'm going to say it again.
You're going to say it twice?
Yeah.
For emphasis or effect?
No.
Yes.
No.
I like that. Parenthesis or effect? Yes.
I said it last week. I'll say it again. If Kristen needed my help. It was bad last week.
Okay.
If Kristen needed my help trying to find people to cover, it's bad.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, fair enough.
Sorry. And Kristen made that decision, Naomi.
No, you asked her.
And that's a story that I'm sticking to. But just because I asked doesn't mean Kristen had to do it.
Okay, but wait a sec. Wait. Back it up. Okay. You said that was a decision that she made on her own, and then I said you asked. You said that was a story you were sticking to, but then admitted that you asked. But so it wasn't an independent decision. There was some influence there. The thought was planted.
She as opposed to doing or not doing.
She can't. I'm not saying she didn't come to her own conclusion. I'm just saying it wasn't. You asked. All I'm saying is you asked, and you admitted that.
No. What? Do you know what I'm talking about? Yeah.
Brian, when do I not know what you're talking about?
Brian's in the group chat.
I'm in the group chat for my staff now.
It's a very active group chat. I mean, yeah, it only goes off every once in a while.
Yeah, he doesn't invite me to the group chat.
Oh.
No, because this one's a staff one. So,
well, what am I, chop liver?
But this one puts
you... Yes, I know.
This one would put you in my house for hours and you while. More hours than you want to be in my house.
Oh, well. I guess I'll be chopped liver. That's okay. Hey, I understand. What? Hey,
but you're so close to me now. I could practically walk over the way you are.
No.
No.
This is like the story last week when we were waiting for the bus at Walmart and you told me that there was one time that you walked to Walmart. Sir. No more long walks. Bust. Not with me.
Busted.
So given this morning you in Pittsfield said I can go walk with you.
Huh?
There's more people in Pittsfield that I can go walk with than you.
Fine.
Ooh.
Fine.
Be nicer, Brian.
All I'm saying is I'm not taking a 3-mile walk.
That was...
I'm not doing it.
That's within FCC.
Okay, anywho.
Anywho.
Moving on.
That's right.
Yes. So,
buttons.
You're pretty glad to be in that group chat, though, right?
Uh-huh.
I feel like you got some more control in assisting with your program.
Because my ultimate goal, as you know, is to not require Tiffany as much. And I feel like being in the group chat will give me the training and the ability.
It's a good stepping stone for
that. To work under somebody so that I know what I'm doing and can do things the proper way to get it done so that I'm not left alone for hours on end, not knowing who's coming in.
Which didn't happen at all last week.
It didn't happen at all because people like you who were there for me. Yes, I'm going to say this many more times. I think now is a good time for another station identification.
I think so, too.
Notice that I'm gonna burn.
Oh, he's being a wise guy.
He always is. One of these days I'll stop being surprised.
Oh.
Yeah, I doubt it.
No. I doubt it too.
Then I'll step up my game a little more.
No.
This is Brian Fitzpatrick and you're listening to Wheeling the Pathway to Life. with me, with yours truly, Brian Fitzpatrick, and Caitlin Fitzgerald, and on the board in there is Hazel. And you're listening on WRS 104.3 LPFM Pittsfield. And you're also going to be, you're also listening on 89.7 on your FM dial.
All right.
Mm-hmm. WTBR Pittsfield.
That's right.
All right, you've got on here.
And WTBR didn't realize what they had coming. But I hate to tell you guys, I'm here.
To stay.
Yes.
Look out, guys. Here he comes.
And watch out for your doors when they come flying
through. Oh, my God.
I know, right?
Should be crashing through people. Are you saying you're crashing through people's doors now?
If they're not open, I will open them.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Brian.
What?
Question for you, my dear man.
What?
Do you have any guests coming up in the near future?
Well, it's funny you should say that.
It's funny I should ask. Uh-oh, Caitlin's over here with a frown on her face.
Yeah, I don't... Wait, what is this? It's funny you should ask. I don't remember. Any new guests?
No.
Are you talking about July?
Still working on a couple possibilities.
Okay, but nobody definite yet?
Nobody definite
okay.
yet.
Okay.
We're trying to get the other side going first.
Okay.
And then we will bring in
guests
on.
Sure. No.
But Tiffany's a big enough guest.
She's gonna do great.
She's got.
She's gonna give you a run for your money.
Yes, you will.
I love it.
I know, right?
I love it.
I know.
The reason why you love it is having me sit there and sweat. All
right, now is she going to be like the guest, or is she going to be filling in for you, Caitlin?
I think it's a little bit of both.
She's going to be the guest and filling in for.
Yeah, I guess you could still say that like she's the guest because she hasn't been on with us since very first show.
Do we know when she's going to be coming on as a guest?
Yes, it is July 13th.
All right.
July 13th.
Okay.
I will be sure to have an agenda to send him with, I promise.
Galen?
Yes?
If you're telling me not to text you, you have nothing to do with that show.
Ooh. Okay.
Okay, Ryan.
That's a rule that I have. When you're on vacation, you're on vacation.
Is that a rule that you made up just now?
No.
Okay.
You're on vacation when?
July 12th. Through...
Okay, all right. So you won't be. Oh, so you won't be here that day.
No, I'm on vacation the 12th through the 14th. I come back on the 15th.
All right. Gotcha.
You're on vacation.
Okay.
A very well deserved vacation.
Mm-hmm.
You pulled so many ships from me. I will not allow you to do any more work.
Oh, I was saying I was going to do it the week before. What do you think I'm going to do? Like, text you an agenda? Like, text Hazel an agenda all the way from Maine?
No. But you know what I mean.
Yes.
Tiffany and I got this. She's got me under control. She had me yesterday, so she's got me that week.
Okay.
Chain of command.
Did you just chain of command me?
Yes.
Okay.
Only for that week, though.
Only for the week.
Only for that week.
Only for the week. It has nothing to do with the fact that I told him he couldn't text me.
There you go.
Nothing.
No.
Well, he's going to be lost in 2 weeks when I'm not here, and he has to go over the other side. Because I'm not here on the 6th.
We are...
So... You're going to have to make plans to be over the other side?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But you'll be back the week the next week after that?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. The 13th with Tiffany.
Yes.
That's like not even, that's...
I know, it's not very far.
That's 2 weeks.
Yep.
2 weeks from now. Is it really the end of June already?
I know, God, how about it?
Yes.
Oh, the time flies.
Time flies when you're having fun.
I think, Hazel,
what?
It's going to be a tough transition.
Yeah, no doubt.
But I'm...
Now, speaking of transition, sorry to interrupt you. Speaking of transitions, is that going to interfere with your Tuesdays here?
I will be doing occasional... Coming back here and doing...
So you won't be here every Tuesday?
Right.
Aw, man.
Because I'm popular.
Yeah, you're popular, all right.
What can I say? Hazel.
What?
But I am. And I'm going to let you in on a little secret.
Okay.
I keep mentioning it, but if the powers that be, and I will assist with this.
Okay.
If the powers that be would get the radio station, the technology they need, and you guys need, we'd be able to do both radio stations at the same time.
Wow.
Simulcast.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So, I wouldn't have to leave anybody.
Well, that's a good thing.
But,
There's always a but.
There's one little... piece of equipment that I need that I'm sure I'm not gonna get.
What's that?
Unless I literally get out of my chair, get on my knees, and beg Sal and beg Matt to do.
What?
Is put a camera in the studio.
This studio?
Yes.
Okay.
So I can simulcast on the TV as well.
Wow. Hmm. He's gonna be keeping you busy, Caitlin.
Yes, he is. Which is why this vacation is much needed.
Right.
Which that could be done, but this.
Oh my God.
Kizzle. There's one thing you've always said, and I will basically wrap up the show with this one. How much time do I got?
Oh, you still got about 10 minutes.
Okay. But I will say this. If there's a challenge, I'm up for it.
You're always up for challenges, Brian.
Caitlin, Caitlin, what was your comment to me the other day when you said, how do you do it? And I said, well, I just do it. And you said, I said, why, is that a problem? And you said, no, you're just dedicated to what you're doing, that's all.
She's a thinking.
You were surprised at what I got done in a short amount of time, and you're like, you don't have time to do any help, do you? And,
I said, where do you find the time?
Yeah. I was like, that's what people say that I sit around and do nothing.
They have obviously never met you.
Exactly.
Yeah. Anybody who says that has never spent any time with you at all. I'd like to have a conversation with them.
You and me both.
I'd like to sit down and have a chat.
Caitlin, if you find that person, let me know.
Yeah, I'd love to chat with those people.
Yeah. Yep.
To the point where I got so busy, I forgot about him.
You forgot to schedule your ride.
Yes.
So busy.
I know, and he broke my heart.
Hazel.
Yes.
I won't forget you.
Okay.
Hazel.
What?
One of these days, you and I got to take a road trip somewhere.
Oh, where are we going to go? Rocco. Where are we going to go?
I don't know.
Ooh. Ooh. Yeah, where are we gonna go?
We'll find somewhere to go.
Okay.
Somewhere fun.
Hey, guess what I just found out?
What?
They, unfortunately, because of COVID, we haven't been able to have the third Thursday. Guess what? The streets open up for the third Thursday on August 19th. Yahoo! I love third Thursday.
I don't know what third Thursday is. Someone,
are you serious?
I've lived here for 5 years now, but I've never spent this much time in Pittsfield before.
Are you serious? You don't know what third Thursday is?
No.
Oh my
God. Is it like, is it like similar to like in North Adams, they do Down Street Art? Where they close down like downtown and like they have like a bunch of like food vendors and people walk around and do different things?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, they closed down the street from, from Linden and North down to Park Square.
Yeah.
They closed the street down. No cars, no nothing. People walk around. There's food vendors. There's music. There's all kinds of stuff going on.
That sounds like fun.
It is, yes.
I will.
I love Third Thursday.
I will always be available if you want to come and pick me up.
I don't have a van there, silly.
No, I mean, like, you know where I live.
Pretty much, I think.
I live right next door to Jessica.
Yeah, I know. She's mentioned it to me a couple times. She goes, all I gotta do is walk out my door, and there he is.
Yeah. Inescapable.
Yeah, right.
So, I can drive my little butt up there.
You can drive your little butt.
Well, we take our walks to the Common all the time.
To where?
The Common.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
As a matter of fact, we're doing that again tomorrow.
We have a particular bench.
There you go.
We're doing a walk this Wednesday. Last Wednesday, we did Walmart.
Do you go up to, you ought to take them up to the, oh my God, Farmer's Market on Saturdays.
I love Farmer's Markets.
Yeah, Farmer's Market at the Common on Saturdays.
They're my jam.
No.
I love getting all, like, the fresh produce, and then I also like buying, the little baby, herbs and veggie starters.
Yep.
Because they're so much better. They're just superior.
Oh!
What?
I got a little bit. You knew I was going to pick on you.
What?
What did I wind up getting at Walmart?
A hanging plant.
Yes. Oh, what'd you get?
Flowers.
Yes. Well, yeah, there's a bazillion types of flowers. What kind of plant?
It's just one of those perennial baskets.
Okay.
Like the multicolor ones. Yeah. It was really cute. It was also like the least dead of the bunch.
Oh no.
Because we got it from Walmart, unfortunately.
Yeah.
They're either overwatered or underwatered. There's no in between.
I know, right?
There's no in between. And like, I get it. Because it's, you know, it's Walmart, but you don't have to water them every day. You don't have to water them every day. Please stop watering them every day. They're dying.
But they do anyway.
I know.
I wanted to get
a box.
Do the flower boxes.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
They didn't have any of them.
Really?
They didn't have any of them.
What about Home Depot? Do they have any?
We didn't try Home Depot. Okay. We were running out of time. Or we thought we were running out of time, but then...
You weren't running out of time.
No, we didn't run out of time. But this time, it wasn't because we scheduled the ride too late. It was because the ride came late.
Yeah, it seems to be the case with them every once in a while.
So all over the place.
Yeah.
But it wasn't his fault. He was super nice about it, too.
That is why we are working on another... form of transportation.
Yes.
And Brian, I will be calling you. Yes, Brian Andrews.
Oh, good old Brian.
Has, his, I don't know if he was approved yet, but, last I knew he was trying to have a show on the VTBR,
too. Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So I can go to Woodland One Stone. Give me transportation.
There you go.
I'll advertise your show.
Oh my gosh. He's over here making moves.
Hey, I get it done, don't I?
Oh, good lord.
You are right. You are right. I can't fault you on that.
What?
Do we have any inside information in the last few minutes?
Any inside information?
Any thing going on at UCB that people should know?
Yes. Actually, parts have been ordered, so hopefully within the next, hopefully 2 or 3 weeks, hopefully sooner, we'll have our music back.
Woo-hoo! Yay!
So I can mess with Matt, because the one I gave him is not necessarily the cut.
Yeah, we'll have our music back, all the music that we had before.
You guys have, so...
Yep.
It's gonna...
Things have been ordered. Yay!
And I'll plug the line before I leave here and see when my... stuff will be ordered too.
There you go.
Since the king has to sign off on it tomorrow morning.
Aha.
Mm-hmm. And maybe I'll stop and see him before I leave too.
There you go. You're too funny.
Because he had the same question Caitlin had.
About 3 minutes.
What's the change? What's the change in the equipment?
Well, it's getting new equipment.
No, what's the...
Are we getting our wave cart back?
No.
What?
I mean, I was back to changing the remote on the tray.
Fine.
Yeah. But it's gonna mess with Matt a little bit because I changed the music a little bit from the music I had here, so when we used the music...
Yeah, you said you were going to change it, though, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but we can work that out, give Matt another challenge.
Yeah, he's always up for it.
I should do another station identification and then...
Yeah, we got a couple minutes.
Say goodbye. This is Wheeling the Pathway to Life with your host, Brian Fitzpatrick. and Caitlin Fitzgerald.
Thanks for listening.
As co-producer and co-host and soon-to-be engineer and chief bottle washer.
She's going to be the jack of all trades and master of none.
I'm also apparently the executive assistant. So that brings me five titles. I have five titles.
We're going to have to get you a humongous badge.
It's going to be the size of the sheet of notebook paper. I'm just going to have to carry it around and hand it to people before he introduces me to be like, you can read along. It'll make it easier on you.
And I have one more warning for somebody. Hey, Mike from Peace Brain Thieves. I'm coming for you.
That is to talk to him. Not,
yes.
Yeah, not in a no. That sounds threatening. I'm coming for you sounds threatening. You're coming to talk to him.
I'm coming to talk to you,
yeah,
Mike.
Yeah, there we go.
He's right here.
Okay.
All right,
we gotta wrap it up.
All right, thank you, everybody, and this has been Brian Fitzpatrick. Hi, 104.3. And 89.7.
We hope you have a wonderful afternoon.
And I will talk to you all next week. Thank you.